We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, so anyway, we're here. I'm Ray. He's Joe. And yes, we are here for a limited time only. Who knows? Could happen anytime to anyone.
They're going to bring the big hook in when they're going to take us out of there.
That's just it. We're, you know, we just,
one like day it's
we
the just, old days of show business.
We just won't be here. Okay, so this is one thing we do, and it's called Mayor Monday.
Yeah, it's a fun thing that we do, and there's 9 Litchfields.
What?
In the United States. Did you know that?
Heaven forfend. No.
New Hampshire, Minnesota, California, really? Maine, Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, Nebraska, but our favorite is Litchfield, Connecticut.
Well, it has to be.
And Leo Paul is the first selectman of Litchfield, and he joins us now. Leo, good morning. How are you?
Hi.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
I speculated.
9
what's that?
I've talked to the mayor of Litchfield, Minnesota.
Yeah, how big a town is that?
Well, it's a much smaller community than ours. It's just like almost, I want to say it's almost like a little village, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Oh, really? No kidding.
Well, we
no,
do that
I
here.
Speculated earlier. The name Leo Paul sounds like you got a last name out there, and you're just using your first name and middle name.
I like
it. Is this like a show business thing?
Well, absolutely. It always has been. I like to perform. I've always had that issue, even when I went into the service. Two first names. I call
yeah,
all kinds of
exactly. Yeah. 300th anniversary for Litchfield. God. What's that celebration been like?
Oh, it's been fabulous. We kicked it off in May, which was the actual 300th anniversary of the community. We've had fireworks in July. We have had a number of events, and what we decided to do, rather than having a weekend or a week of celebrations, we decided to carry it all the way forward for the entire year. So we have been doing things all the way. We had a celebration a couple of weeks ago, reenactments of revolutionary times on our green. That was all day. And the 300th theme has gone through most of the events that we would normally have every single year. Like we just had a family day event at White Memorial, and the 300th anniversary theme was woven into that too. So everything we're doing this year is going to have that 300th anniversary theme.
God, you know, just reading some of the history of the place. Let's see, Governor Lil Weicker. Okay. By the way, did you get a new courthouse up there, or did it close?
No, the courthouse closed. It moved to Torrington.
Okay, I just noticed.
And our current old courthouse is in the center of Green, owned by the Litchfield Preservation Trust. And they're trying to determine what they're going to do with it as they go forward.
Here's what I've always been told, and perhaps you can confirm or deny, and that's the idea that, you know, it's a great summer place, and a lot of really swell people have a place up there for the summer, maybe for a weekend getaway. A number of names have been thrown around. Is that kind of the way it is, at least in part, in town?
Yeah, there are a number of folks that, if I threw the names out, I'm sure you'd recognize them. They're here in town. They're part of the community. We see them. We just, hi, how you doing? And that's the end of it. It's none of this, oh, my God, look who it is kind of a thing.
Can I have a selfie? You know, can I have a selfie, please?
Unless you're from out of town, people, you know, the local folks don't do that type of things. We do have a lot of weekend home folks. Many people from New York come up for the weekend, and they're part of the community, and they contribute to the community just as well as the full-time residents do. So it's a very, very wonderful community. My wife and I love this place. We're both retired military, and this is the longest either her or I have ever lived anywhere in our entire life. And it's just we're in our 21st year now. So,
oh, good. That's excellent.
Great place to live.
And you probably, the population in town probably goes up at this time of the year with people coming through because of checking out the fall foliage, which is spectacular up there.
Absolutely. Summertime is very busy through the community, and we've had some new things happening in the community. Our jailhouse, which was built in 1812, it's been completely renovated, where we have a restaurant, a boutique, types of things. So there's a lot of great restaurants and different merchants in the center of town. But this time of year is when it really begins to ramp up, and it carries all the way through the holidays. We're at a point now where the leaves are beginning to change somewhat.
Yep, just starting.
We've got some oranges, some yellows. They're nowhere near peak yet, but it's getting to that exciting time of the year where the traffic is going to increase. There's going to be a lot of people here. You're going to struggle to find a parking spot in the center of town as you go through the weekends.
Don't park on the green.
Those are things that we enjoy here in the community.
You know, I'm looking at some of the things to do. Litchfield Distillery, I think I've heard good things about that. Has that been around a while?
Absolutely. It's fabulous. It's been here a couple of years. I want to say maybe 5 years or so.
Yeah, it's reasonably new.
You know? Yeah, and they are very active in the community. They offer and participate in so many different fundraisers in the community and all over the state, in fact. I'm a member of CCM, and I don't know if you know, but we had that horse race situation that we have in the Hartford Club.
Yeah.
And Litchfield Distillery showed up and offered its wares. It's nice, delicious. And they have different variations. It's not just bourbon. They've got flavored bourbon. They've got vodka. They've got gin. I mean, it's very, very good. Very good part of the community.
Talking our language there. Yeah, talking to Leo Paul, first selectman.
Come on up anytime.
Keep talking.
I know where to go. You want to imbibe?
Oh, I bet you do.
You've become our newest, bestest friend. I'm doing research. And obviously, Litchfield is part of Litchfield County. But when I'm looking at things, what's the difference between the borough of Litchfield and the town of Litchfield?
Oh.
Well, there are 9 boroughs in the state of Connecticut. And we have 2 of them here. We've got the borough of Bantam, and we also have the borough of Litchfield. They are their own governmental agency in their own right. They have a taxing authority. Bantam Borough has its own planning and zoning commission. Most of the other stuff falls under the responsibility of the town. The Litchfield Borough manages everything that has to do with about a square mile in the center of town. They're responsible for the sidewalks. They're responsible for maintaining the green. They collect their taxes from the members within that 1 square mile area. The same thing goes for the borough of Bantam. They also have that responsibility of taxing authority and making sure that they maintain that 1 mile area for minor things.
Right.
Plowing, any of the major maintenance issues, the town of Litchfield carries that responsibility.
Okay. I stayed when I go to Norfolk and the Infinity Music House Hall. I think we stayed at the Litchfield Inn once or twice. Nice hotel.
Oh, it is a very nice hotel. Yeah, we hold a lot of events there also.
I'll bet.
We have a lot of places to stay in this area, and we got some bed and breakfasts in the area, and it's a beautiful community.
Oh, okay.
Well, it is, and
my parents used to call it God's country.
Well, good deal.
You know what? How could you hate that? There's nothing wrong with that.
Even in the winter.
Exactly. Hey, Leo, thanks.
Even in the winter.
Thanks for a few minutes. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
My pleasure. You too.
Thank you.
That's just a little way, to kind of get to know some of your neighbors. So you go through a town, you go, oh, yeah, I know this place.
Right. What a nice gentleman.
He really is.
Very enthusiastic.
I noticed we didn't ask him where we should
go. Well, because I've been to Saltwater. I got a place for us. So.
Do you have a place for us?
In Litchfield, yeah. Saltwater grill is pretty good.
Oh, okay. So. Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.